proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible study. The events described in the 22nd through 24th chapter of Numbers refer to an undertaking between Balak, the king of Moab, and a pagan prophet from Mesopotamia named Balaam. Balak hired Balaam to curse the Israelites. Initially, God refused his permission for Balaam to go. Thus, the prophet turned down the Moabite king's offer. Nonetheless, Balak sent another emissary. On that occasion, Balaam changed his mind and went with the monarch's messengers. Numbers chapter 22 recorded an amusing incident in which Balaam's donkey actually spoke to him, warning that prophet about impending danger coming from the angel of the Lord. When the angel of the Lord spoke, he told Balaam to, quote, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that shalt thou speak," unquote. Numbers chapter 23 dealt with Balaam's repeated attempts to have Balaam curse the Israelites. When the Moabite king first ordered the prophet to curse the Israelites, Balaam replied, quote, "How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?" Unquote. Balak repeatedly sent Balaam to curse the Israelites. The prophet not only did not pronounce a curse over the Israelites he saw, he pronounced a benediction over them. When the king of Moab confronted Balaam about this, the prophet replied, quote, "I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it," unquote. Balaam then delivered a prophecy to Balak, a prophecy recorded in Numbers chapter number 24. On that occasion, Balaam declared that, quote, "There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth," unquote. After making this pronouncement, Balaam departed from Balak and returned to his house in Mesopotamia. What was the significance of Balaam's statement? His words referred back to a deathbed prophecy made by the Hebrew patriarch Jacob, a prophecy recorded in Genesis chapter 49. Quote, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be," unquote. A scepter is symbolic of sovereignty. The giving of laws represents societal authority. Both items denoted royal power. Though the prophecy of Balaam immediately pointed to King David, who was God's chosen king over Israel. Though David had become ruler over the Moabites, as noted in 2 Samuel chapter 8, the Moabites still did have a king. However, this king was a vassal monarch, subject to David. David, in one sense, fulfilled Balaam's prophecy in Numbers 24. However, the ultimate fulfillment of that prediction will occur during the future rule and reign of Jesus Christ. A time will come when, according to Revelation 11, quote, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ," unquote. Both the star and the scepter in Numbers chapter 24 thus foreshadow Jesus Christ as the sovereign over all the earth. Jesus Christ will rule and reign over this planet, as God promised in Psalm 2. On those occasions, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.